I'm happy to welcome into the studio Alex Raddus, George Robb, the Christmas Sweaters. Thanks for coming in, but guys, what's up?
We're just trying to fight the heat in the only way we know that's left, and that is by doing a bunch of Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're gonna fight the 104 heat index by having you all picture yourselves sitting by the fire with a nice little, you know, sweater on your around your shoulders, a cup of hot cocoa, wanting it to be warmer. That's our whole point for doing these Christmas tunes.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. What brought you two guys together? I know that both of you have your own bands. You are well known here in the Lehigh Valley and the general area. George, the George Robb Band, formerly with PFA, Philadelphia Funk Authority. Alex with Hot for Robot and the Alex Raddus Band.
Mm-hmm.
What brought you two guys together?
Well, I was doing some sort of post-pandemic box store shopping. It was the first time I'd been in a box store around the holidays since the pandemic. And, you know, I had that sort of quintessential experience of way too many people and way too enclosed a space. But all my sort of rage and angst got taken out on the terrible box store holiday music that was being piped through the ceiling at me. And I think I lasted about 7 minutes in that store before I was like, I'm getting out of here. And I said, you know, I can do this. I can also write really terrible holiday music. And so by the time I got home, I had this first song that we're going to play today written. And then another one came, and then another one came, and I thought, this might be a thing. And it was around that time I was getting more acquainted with George's excellent music and songwriting, and I just thought he just might have the quirky sense of humor. I knew he had the songwriting chops and the sense of humor for something
who
like this.
Who else is full of rage in a box store? Let me think. What other local artist?
Who else can write terrible songs with me?
Who else can write a horrible song? I know. The Robb Boy.
Yeah.
So I approached him, and he thankfully agreed to follow me or join me on this ridiculous journey. So we've been having a lot of fun with it.
It was such a great idea that we waited about 2.5 years to do anything with it.
Well, and you had to get over the pandemic.
There was that, the initial shock. But no, it was such a great idea that in describing it, it's the concept is that we are a musical version of an ugly Christmas sweater, the purposefully ugly Christmas sweater. And I thought, that's brilliant. So we waited 2 years, and then Alex got in touch again. Said, remember that Christmas thing we talked about 2 years ago? I said, sure. He said, well, would you still be interested? I said, absolutely. It's such a great idea. We should totally do that. He said, oh, good, because I booked us a gig. And we should probably start writing music because we have about 8 weeks until the show. So we booked the gig first, and then we started writing. And apart from the couple of tunes that Alex had written upon his anger of coming home from the store, we wrote a bunch of songs, and we were very happy. And the response was amazing. That was the most lovely, most Christmassy, miracle-y, to do as many adverbs as possible, miracle-y thing about this whole project was the response. People loved it. We had a sold-out show on very little notice, so it was great.
Apparently, there's a real hunger for purposefully bad holiday music instead of just sort of accidentally bad
music. It's a very subtle audience change between the purposefully bad and the accidentally bad.
So you're here to play some music and talk about what you're doing on Saturday night, right?
Correct. Saturday night we're recording a live album which will be released just in time for the holiday in December. Again, because we're the kinds of artists that have to have deadlines, we just decided, hey, we're going to release an album in December. We should probably get to work. And so it's July. We're going to have a concert, a live concert. We want to fill Godfrey Daniels with as many people as possible and have them be part of the show. There is a certain fun energy to hearing a crowd laugh, hopefully hearing a crowd applaud, hopefully, or even just groan and boo can be
definitely
exciting. Yeah, that's the majority of what we're looking for, just groans. Yeah.
Well, why don't you play us a tune and let's hear it.
Sure. We'll do this very first one. Did this just pop straight into your head, or was it just...
I had it done by the time I got home from that store.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. All right, here we go. Hey, George.
Hey, Alex.
How are the holidays treating you?
Well, we're about 170 days away from Christmas, so not too bad so far.
Just in time to get started.
But I'm excited. I'm excited for the sights and the sounds of Christmas. How about you?
You know, I like those too, but what really gets me?
Yeah?
The smells.
Oh.
You know, just walking into a holiday party packed with people and going, it's those Christmas smells. Wrote a little song about it.
Did you?
Like to play it for you. Here it goes.
Why not?
What am I smelling? Smells like cookies and candy canes. What am I smelling?
Smells like candles on window panes. What am I smelling? Smells like a kiss under the mistletoe. What am I smelling? You better ask Santa, 'cause I don't know. It smells like Christmas. Smells like Christmas. Smells like Christmas time in here. What are you smelling? Slips like stockings all hung with care. What are you smelling? Smells like Grandpa napping in his chair. What are you smelling? Smells like an elf in his workshop clothes. What are you smelling? You ask Santa, I bet he'll know. It smells like Christmas. Smells like Christmas. Smells like Christmas time in here.
Why don't you smell that guitar for a little bit there?
Here we go.
That glows. One thing everybody knows, Christmas is for smelling. Yep. What are they smelling? Peace on earth all around the world. What are they smelling? A sack of doves has been unfurled. What are they smelling? The end of war and famine too. What are they smelling? They're smelling me, they're smelling you. It smells like Christmas. Smells like Christmas. Smells like Christmas.
It smells like Christmas.
Smells like Christmas.
It reeks like Christmas.
It smells like Christmas.
Sort of stinks like Christmas.
Smells like Christmas. It smells like Christmas time in. Smells like Christmas time in. Smells like Christmas time in here. Yeah.
George Schraub and Alex Raddus with Smells Like Christmas here on The Blend, a debut here in the Lehigh Valley.
Didn't that cool you off just then?
I'm feeling much cooler.
Much
thank
cooler,
you.
Much cooler, right? Right? We were just saying there's not enough tunes that have smell in the title.
No.
What's that smell? That's
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Smells Like Teen Spirit. But if any listeners out there know any others, I can't think of any other ones.
Smelly
Cat. Okay. Was that a single? I don't know if that was a... Yeah, I hope that there's a Friends album somewhere that has Smelly Cat on it.
If you know of any other smell songs... Come on out Saturday night and tell us about
them.
Yes,
see how that please.
Works. See how
so
that
that's
works.
Saturday night at Godfrey Daniels, 8 p.m.
That's right.
The two of you will be playing. Will you have a band, or is it just the two of you?
It's just the two of us, but we are so insanely multi-talented that not only guitar and bass, we'll have some piano, we'll have some banjolele. Describe this banjolele thing that you have.
What is that?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's a banjolele. It's, if you just sort of took the best parts of a ukulele and mixed them with, there's no best parts to a banjo,
and
but there's just
them.
Parts of a banjo, then you would have a banjolele. It sort of plays like a uke, sounds like a uke, tuned like a uke, but it's got the banjo drum head kind of body.
Interesting.
And it was a gift.
It was, yeah. It was a remarkably generous
those
gift.
Those are the fans that Alex had. They just randomly give him instruments that they'll use. But yeah, we've got some, there's going to be some shaker and some, maybe even some harmonica quality. And some, we'll see. We'll see what's going on. So lots of instruments, two gentlemen just playing along. And then, of course, audience participation, clapping, oohs, things like that, all the essential
and
stuff.
And we encourage everyone to wear their Christmas sweaters. We'll make sure the air conditioner is on.
Yes, we will crank the AC. Yeah. We'll have our sweaters on and probably Bermuda shorts as well or something.
Have you guys ever recorded together before? Ever performed together before?
No.
Not in any other projects. No, just our
The very
Christmas
first
sweaters.
Time was at a little open mic where to a bunch of shocked people just... Yeah. What was that place?
The Rigglesville.
Rigglesville. Yeah. Rigglesville had a little Wednesday night sort of open jam thing. And we came, they very nicely sort of allowed us to come and play. And that got the ball rolling. And that was kind of the first time we did this in front of people. And got that vibe of like this could be something kind of fun and interesting. And we've kidded about, you know, I mean, I have 8 albums. Alex has 7 or 8 albums as well. Multiple bands, decades of playing, and we'll probably be known for this.
And
I'm okay with that. I'm totally fine with it. You know, if this is my legacy, the funny Christmas song guy, I'll take it.
Timeless Christmas classics.
You would hope.
Can we hear another?
You may. This is one that I wrote. This also had me wondering, since it is Christmas, or it will be Christmas, Alex and I tend to spend our Christmases enjoying German expressionist dark films. Like most people, you know, you get your nice little cup of cocoa and you sit and watch some Leni Riefenstahl or something, just to pass the season away as best as you can. And one of my favorites, of course, is Werner Herzog, who just has an outlook on life that's very horrible, but in the best way. And if you're writing Christmas tunes, you got to get Werner involved. So I wrote a song called Werner, having eggnog with Werner Herzog. And let me say that every single quote in this song is 100% real. It's a 100% real Werner Herzog quote that he said at some point. I don't know if it was after the relationship, during the relationship. I don't know, but everything is real. This is called Eggnog with Werner Herzog. 1, 2, 1, 2.
I'm having eggnog with Werner Herzog, a little holiday grog with a German demagogue. Let me say with glee, he's perfect Christmas company. It's hip to sip and listen to him quip. Werner, how's the nog? Does it have enough cream?
What people call silence, I call a horrible scream.
So tell me, have you gone to see the Christmas fair?
I'm drawn to the extremes of love, hate, passion, and despair.
I hope you enjoy all the festivity.
I enjoy that madness is the key to my creativity.
Did you catch the movies at the holiday screening?
In the face of absurdity, you create your own meaning.
I'm having eggnog with Werner Herzog, a little dialogue, talking about his catalog. Now I can't comprehend half of what he does contend, but there's a real appeal to listen to his spiel. Have you set up your tree and your Christmas choo-choo?
No, but death is my companion in everything I do.
Did you get a poinsettia from the local florist?
I find the truth itself wanders aimless through the forest.
I love to get a catalog and lazily peruse it.
Those who read own the world, and those who watch television lose it.
Don't you love to see kids celebrate with such elation?
Facts create norm, but truth creates illumination.
I'm having eggnog with Werner Herzog, a perfect prologue to the holiday slog. Now it is mysterious if he's really serious, but I've no doubt about this strange filmmaking crowd. Are you taking any time? Have you planned a vacation?
I find the malice of the jungle lacks dinosaurs as punctuation.
What's your favorite Christmas memory you can recall?
I'm interested in the eternal questions that haunt us all.
Here comes the final chorus, sorry for the interruption.
I'm not interested in comfort, I'm interested in disruption.
I'm having eggnog with Werner Herzog, though it can be a slog to listen to him blog. Though I don't understand how he says the stuff offhand, I won't balk or gawk, just listen to him talk.
Look into the eyes of a chicken and you will see real stupidity. It is a kind of bottomless stupidity, a fiendish stupidity. They are the most horrifying, cannibalistic, and nightmarish creatures in the world. Merry Christmas.
Ladies and gentlemen, eggnog with Werner Herzog here on The Blend, 88.1 WDIY. That was excellent.
When you get the staff laughing, that's a pretty good sign. I think it's a pretty good sign. Oh, you guys are so generous. Thank you. Isn't that fun?
coal in your stocking.
Yeah, yeah.
I can only hope. I can only existential coal in the stocking.
Yeah.
But the thing, you know, I've talked about this before. The thing that really sells that song is Alex's earnestness. His voice is so beautiful in that tune with the madness of Herzog right next to it. It's so, just so silly. And that's the kind of, initially the concept for this, I was driving and I thought, okay, we got to have a song with Werner Herzog. And exactly. I pictured Herzog singing Baby, It's Cold Outside. But he was only saying Baby, It's Cold. So, you know, I really can't stay. Baby, it's cold outside. You got to go away. Baby, it's cold outside. I really should. Baby, it's cold outside. And I thought, okay, that's funny for like 20 seconds. What could we do? So Herzog, eggnog, Herzog, and the song just writes itself.
Well, thank you both. We'll be back with you in just a moment. Got to take care of a little business, everyone. George Rabb and Alex Raddus, the Christmas Sweaters. We'll be right back with them. This is WDIY 88.1.
For program support on WDIY, we thank Fox Optical and Gallery, 28 East 3rd Street, Southside, Bethlehem, for 26 years bringing together vision and the visual arts, offering eye examinations, contact lens fittings, a selection of contemporary eyewear, and an on-site lab. Since 1998, the gallery at Fox Optical has featured over 120 artists. Learn more at foxoptical.com.
And we're back with Alex Raddus, George Rabb, the Christmas Sweaters. They're performing live at Godfrey Daniels, recording a live album of some of the music that you will hear this afternoon. This Saturday, that's July 13th, 8 p.m., Godfrey Daniels, you all know it. And thank you guys for coming in. How about something more?
Before we do that, I have to ask, what's the best Christmas gift you ever got? We had this conversation the other day. What's the best Christmas gift you ever
got? Oh, you're putting me on the spot.
Anything pop right into your head, like right away?
Mm.
Alex had a really good answer the other day.
Let's hear what Alex is.
Just if you don't mind, because it's like it really got me thinking about what gifts are and how they impact.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of slightly dodged the question, but
it was a good dodge.
But it was a good dodge. No, so my best Christmas present was the one that I found in the attic like a week before Christmas, because I was poking around and I learned the value of enjoying surprises and being patient, because it was like, I can't wait to play with this. What do I do now? I got to wait a week. And then I opened it up and I was like, I already know what this is. And then I just felt bad. So it was a good life lesson. It was a good life Christmas present.
The gift of learning the value of anticipation.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of delayed gratification thing, right?
Yes.
It's a really good answer. So here's another one that I think this was among the first ones you wrote, right?
Yeah, this was the second one. And, you know, I sort of think about when I was thinking about writing these different songs, it's sort of like, well, what are sort of just themes of holiday songs in general? And certainly one of the themes in holiday songs and holiday movies is the kid who's just sort of on the cusp of not really sure if he or she believes anymore in the, you know, the Christmas spirit and the holidays, and whatever that one thing is that kind of at least, you know, kind of gets them for a little bit longer to be like, no, yeah, I really do believe. And so I thought I'd write a song along those lines. And of course, you know, reindeer are a symbol of the holidays.
Iconic,
but, you know,
iconic symbol.
No one's ever really broken down each part of a reindeer into, you know, sort of why it's so iconic. So this song is called Parts of a Reindeer. Hooves of a reindeer tapping on the roof. If you want a little proof, all you gotta do is listen. The ears of a reindeer are a little magical. All the way from the North Pole, they can hear children laughing. Parts of a reindeer, don't you want to sing about parts of a reindeer? Oh, it ain't Christmas without parts of a reindeer. Parts, 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 parts of a reindeer.
heart of a reindeer is full of love and cheer, except when Rudolph's near, when it hardens into hatred. The tail of a reindeer swooshing to and fro, just watch out below when he's dropping his presents. Oh, oh no, parts of a reindeer, don't you want to sing about parts of a reindeer? Oh, it ain't Christmas without the parts of a reindeer. Chance to fly, and reindeer legs take a running start and jump in the sky. Reindeer eyeballs watch for planes, 'cause oh, these ain't no reindeer games. Tomorrow they might find parts of a reindeer. The sweetest part of all, there's a space right on my wall. Santa, would you bring one? Oh, 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 oh. Parts of a reindeer, don't you want to sing about the parts of a reindeer? Oh, it ain't Christmas without parts of a reindeer. What a sight to behold, parts of a reindeer. On the side of the road, parts of a reindeer. Parts, 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 parts of a reindeer.
Parts of a reindeer from the Christmas sweaters. So who gets top billing here? I have to announce you, and I'm trying to decide, do I go Alex and George?
It's Santa.
Or do I
Santa
go Rob and Raddus?
Yeah, we had the Raddus. If we ever date Rob each other, we're going to be Raddus or
celebrity dating name
would be. Or El Corge. Gore Alec. Yeah. I think, no, Alex gets top billing because we're alphabetical.
Damn you. Alphabetical by size?
Alphabetical by width, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. So that was Alex Raddus and George Robb.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Yeah.
Parts of a reindeer.
There is a responsibility living in Bethlehem, you know, the official Christmas city of the planet, you know, that we sort of, I think, as songwriters, we need to have written at least one of these. And now we've written 16.
It's sort of a public service, is the way we think.
On some level, we're doing the city a solid, and hopefully that can take care of some of the parking tickets or something. But we'll figure that out. Maybe one.
Do you have a song specifically to the wonderful Christmas city here?
That sounds like a challenge.
Do we?
If you give us a deadline, we'll meet it.
That's right. Yeah. Give us 20 minutes on a protractor, and we'll get back to you. There is a song called, we won't do it, but there's a song called All I Want for Christmas is Free Parking. That's kind of
a municipal
holiday, Bethlehem,
yes,
sort of BPA, which I love, by the way. I adore the BPA. Don't get me wrong.
Don't get them angry.
No, they're the best. They're the best, seriously. So there's maybe
best,
for...
Best presents always, I think, is what that
best
stands for.
Best presents always, yes. Yeah. Now, what's great is that we're going to record this show on Saturday, which hopefully your lovely audience can come be a part of. They can hear themselves cheer and clap. They can say, oh, that's my clap. When they come to the December show, when we're going to do the full Christmas extravaganza at the Ice House, which will be happening. So this is just the six-month precursor for the big holiday show, which then the album will be available. And we roll forward.
Stocking stuffers for people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, not only that, but in the spirit of merchandising, we also have parts of a reindeer wrapping paper. We have some custom greeting cards.
Some Werner Herzog greeting cards.
Werner Herzog greeting cards.
A David Bowie Christmas greeting
card
as well.
You can send to your family members and just confuse them for the holidays.
Yes. Yeah, that'll all be available at the show.
Mm. Not this week.
Yes.
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 Mm. So this week, Saturday, at the Godfrey Daniels, Saturday, July 13th, 8 p.m., you're going to have merch.
Yep. We're also doing a very fun thing that I'm a large believer in the value of physical mail, like sending someone a card, sending someone a postcard. We're going to have pre-franked, which is the term apparently, pre-stamped postcards advertising our December show, which any guest member can send to someone. So you just fill it out. You write, hey, Fred, come to. I just was at this live recording. It was hilarious. I had two heart attacks from laughing so hard. Come to the show in December and join me, and here's a little postcard. So that's going to be available for everybody for free, a pre-franked postcard. What else could you want 6 months before Christmas?
That's about it.
That's about it. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
You got one more for me?
Sure.
For the audience?
You want to do Bowie?
Not just me.
Sure.
Let's do Bowie. All right, we'll do one. This is another sort of, this is one that I did. I wrote and... which tries to imagine how the Thin White Duke would celebrate his holidays. This is called A David Bowie Christmas. Let's get that happening. Yeah. See how many references you can catch. 2, 3, 4. My glitter boots are placed beside the Christmas tree with care. I've shaved off both my eyebrows, so they're now devoid of hair. My advent calendar is filled with eyeliner to spare. I've dusted off my harlequin, I've dry cleaned my bow ties. There's a starman on top of my tree, a jean genie in disguise. And every reindeer I see has two different colored eyes. It's a David Bowie Christmas, and we're all Aladdin sane. A David Bowie Christmas, the manger's filled with champagne. A David Bowie Christmas, my North Pole's erogenous. There's a yard that's full of snowmen, and they're all androgynous. A David Bowie Christmas, so much stardust in the air. A David Bowie Christmas, all three kings have orange hair. It's a David Bowie Christmas, Galois replace you logs. Santa's sleigh is being pulled by 8 precocious diamond dogs. No one is under pressure while the candles all make sense. We've got cups of sentient eggnog served by young Americans. We hide presents in a labyrinth that's really quite immense. A goblin king delivers Christmas cards with style and swagger, while the beauty of China girls makes us all trip and stagger. And we each get to poorly lip-sync duets with Mick Jagger.
On the streets of Brazil,
it's a David Bowie Christmas, and we're all Aladdin sane.
A David Bowie Christmas,
just black on black candy canes.
A David Bowie Christmas,
everyone knows what they're worth. We're all waiting in the sky after having just fell to earth. A David Bowie Christmas, so much stardust in the air.
A David Bowie Christmas,
both debauched and debonair.
A David Bowie Christmas,
voted the best Christmas yet. And if you don't believe me, just ask any suffragette. The wife of Major Tom knows all the best pumpkin pie recipes. Those carolers were all in high school in the early 70s. They're scary monsters taking advantage of my amenities. A thin white Duke Xmas is perfect for both friends and enemies.
It's a David Bowie Christmas. Wake the neighbors and all sing a David Bowie Christmas, especially if that neighbor's Bing. A David Bowie Christmas, a holiday no one forgets. Ziggy's spiders all have tinsel streaming from their spinnerets. Everybody, a David Bowie Christmas. A David Bowie Christmas. A David Bowie Christmas. We could be Santa just for one day.
A David Bowie Christmas. Alex Raddis, George Rob. Wonderful stuff. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for having us. And thanks for always supporting music, Arnie. It's really great to be able to come in here and say, hey, we're doing this thing. Come check it out. We really appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure to have you guys on here always. And let me remind the audience one more time. Alex Raddis, George Rob, the Christmas Sweaters, live at Godfrey Daniels on Saturday, July 13th. That's this coming Saturday, 8 p.m. You know where Godfrey Daniels is. You should all be there. You guys have any plans to collaborate in the future?
Oh, hell no.
Good. Good. We don't want any more of this.
I'm like right at my limit.
This is probably
I'm right at my limit. Yeah. No, my gosh. You kidding? I mean, I think we first spoke to each other at Godfrey's. I forget if you were doing a thing or if I was doing a thing, but we kind of sort of, the first conversation we had was a mutual admiration thing. And ever since then, it's just been really positive. And I mean, Alex, have you heard the new acoustic Hot for Robot album? It's unbelievably great. I mean, it's just unbelievably great, almost annoyingly great. Yeah. So I would work with Alex in a second. Absolutely.
Good.
He's not saying anything, notice. I don't know if you're aware. He hasn't said a word.
He hasn't responded. I'm just observing.
He's actually left the room 20 minutes ago.
I'm too busy blushing over here to talk. No, yeah, I certainly hope we keep doing this because, you know, it's really, really fun. Like, the level of trust I think that we have in each other as far as, like, what's funny, what's not funny, what's like, just perfectly weird, what's too far over the line. I think we have, like, a lot of trust in each other in this project with that, and like having that kind of rapport with another songwriter is rare and super, super fun. So really love working with George.
And there is the drive thing. I mean, there is that, again, not to compare us, but the Lennon McCartney thing of, like, you want to outdo, you know, like, I'll write something and I'll send it to Alex and I'm like, oh, this is great, I love it. And the next morning he sent me a thing and I'm like, oh, duh. You know, so then I got to write another one and he's got to write another one. And it's, and we end up with, I mean, 17 songs, whatever it is, 17 songs. 16 songs that we've written in less than a year. I mean, that's, and they're all different. And they're, that's the other thing about Alex that I really appreciate is his genre whiplash, that term that he came up with, which is so great, where we can do kind of a faux David Bowie song. We can do a faux standard thing. We can do almost a folk kind of thing. And it all works and is still fun. And he's just a great, great guy to work with.
So can I prevail upon you to give me one more? You got one more?
Do we got one more? What
should
we do? What do you feel like?
Happily do another one.
One more.
I really enjoyed, what did we close with the other day? A Krampus?
Oh, sure.
That,
okay.
That one's fun.
Yeah. So, I don't know, Arnie, if you're aware of the legend of Krampus.
Oh, yes.
So, there is, in Scandinavian countries, there is a goat man, this sort of devilish goat person who follows Saint Nicholas. Not Santa Claus necessarily, but Saint Nicholas. And Saint Nicholas gives gifts, and Krampus finds bad children and kidnaps them, sticks them in a sack, beats them with chains. It's a great holiday message for children. You know, mm-hmm. This behave, not very only festive. Are you not going to get gifts, but Krampus is going to come and kidnap you and do horrible things to you. So when I heard about that, I of course thought, well, that deserves a song. So I tried to imagine what kind of sort of R&B dance would go along with Krampus. And so we ended up writing this. This is called The Krampus Shuffle. All right?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3. Here we go.
Ooh, do the Krampus Shuffle. Shuffle. step twice to the right. As you creep through the night, take two steps back. As you prepare to attack, while Santa's on the roof, tap your cloven hoof. Are you real? Here's proof. Ooh, do the Krampus shuffle.
Krampus Shuffle here on The Blend, 88.1 WDIY. Alex Raddis, George Robb, thanks so much for coming in here and playing this wonderful new Christmas music.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
It's really fun, and we're always happy to have you guys around. They're playing this Saturday night at Godfrey Daniels, 8 p.m., performing all of these songs and many, many more.
Many, many more. All original, all new, all exciting.
And all Christmas.
All Christmas-based, yes.
On The Blend, 88.1 WDIY.